Give me about 5 minutes.
All right, got you.
Send me the link.
You got it.
All right.
Thanks, man. Fuck yes. Yeah.
See, he's trying to look for those white heads too.
He's a goddamn hero.
Alistair, you wearing a turtleneck?
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'd wear my glasses, so I figured I'd do a whole Steve Jobs thing. Plus, I use it as a mask because I'm always picking my mask.
Got it. Nice.
This is the most awake I've been for one of these ever.
Oh my God, you look fantastic.
This is the most tired I've been.
Oh.
Why are you always gonna one up people?
I know. Why am I doing that? I'm sorry. Ew.
You're gonna one up people all the time. I feel triggered.
All the time? No, not all the time.
Let's get it.
Good people of Sacramento, hello and welcome back to the NOS. That's the 916 News on the Street. I am your host, Ellis Rodriguez. This is a show, a podcast, a Zoom. I don't know what it is. It's for of my bestest, closest, funniest, hilarious comedian friends reacting to today's
news,
Sacramento news. And today is March the 18th. And I am joined, as always, by the one and only, most lovely, beautiful Aurora Singh. Everybody at home, give it up, please.
Thanks. I thought you were going to say Steph, the lovely, beautiful Steph.
Hey, and of course,
I was getting ready to step up.
The lovely, beautiful, and talented Steph Sanders.
Hey!
You look a lot smarter without something silly on your head. It's crazy. And then you always have something crazy on your head. You look,
I know, good. Man. I couldn't find it today. It's okay. I got something for y'all next week.
Well, you came in last minute anyway. You're the dude. And then also we got filling in as well, starting to become a regular, Mr. David Shapiro.
David Shapiro, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! David Shapiro.
Represents or Drew, or whatever the hell your name is. Y'all are looking like to me. Okay.
And it represents you in court as well.
I thought today would be, we'll start off with, there's a story in the Sacramento Bee. And the headline was "Unbearable: Sacramento Asian Community Stunned by Atlanta Shootings Demand Change." The story, it's about you guys heard about the shootings. I mean, I think Steph actually brought it up, and you can go ahead and talk about that. But I do think it was interesting that this is a national story, but that it's affecting everybody everywhere, right? To the point where the Sacramento Asian community is also, you know, talking about the things that are happening to them. And I think these things ramp up. We did the story, I don't know, a couple of days ago or whatever, about that person that was leaving like a dead cat in the parking lot at some whatever. Those are the little things that lead up to these like shootings and whatnot. I think it's awful that this is happening at all. I think it's awful it's happening in Sacramento. Not that we're saints, but I thought we would be less racist, you know, than most places, you know?
Sacramento?
Yes.
Okay.
When we do these stories, I'm always shocked about how racist we are. I'm always the one that's like, can you believe that? And Steph's like, of course.
Yeah, no, I'm not. You know, what's funny is that, not funny, but ironic is that the guy is trying to make it that it wasn't Asian. It was sex. It was basically against these places were doing happy endings. And he was against that, but it happened to be Asian. And so, you know, nobody's buying that really, but the fact that it's, you know, it happened to be 8 Asian women, that's, you know, horrible. Yeah, like you said, I mean, I'm from a place where there's covert and overt racism. And I'm from a place where there's overt all the time. Sacramento is one of the most covert racist places I've ever been. So that's why when I came here, the racism just, it was nuanced and different, but as much. So I do see, and it's like almost, you know, it's almost
you
like-
You guys feel that?
Pick a color, take
Aurora, do you feel that in Sacramento? That it's as racist as like the South? Is just covert.
I mean, not in, you know,
It's not. You know, they're not.
I would say like midtown, maybe like you know, midtown, downtown. Like, I feel fine, but like, yeah, you start going to like the outskirts of Sacramento. Like, actually, yeah.
People came out when Trump was president. How many people really came out of their houses and was like, "Showed you, we going to the Capitol. Yeah. Wait for this to happen." I was
hiding. I tend to think of them as like the really loud minority. You know, I don't tend to think.
Yeah, no, that's. I mean, they're loud, but they're all. There's a lot of them, right? Like,
I just want to say that, like, I think, like, just growing up here, it's first of all, Sacramento is so segregated. Like, when it comes to where the Black communities are, the Asian communities, the Hispanic communities, the white communities, like, it's super segregated. Number one.
But see, you've been in New York. That's segregated. That's like, this is the Jewish neighborhood.
Yeah, but it's
right. But that has to do with like immigration. Where here, it's like where people could survive. I think it's like a little a different setup. Where like when you move to the West Coast, it's like, or you got taken to the West Coast. It was like you had to be there because of, you know, for survival, and also because like Black people couldn't get jobs and stuff like that. And so I think it's pretty racist because if you go anywhere, I was like, oh, it's just Midtown and like Middle Sacramento is fine. But no, Midtown and Downtown's probably fine. But then anywhere else is like Fab 40s, there's a bunch of racists. Then you go to Fair Oaks and Arden Park and it's like, oh, there's a decent neighborhood and then like a racist neighborhood. It's just like they're everywhere.
You know, I like to echo what Steph said. Like, I've lived in three places myself, like Chicagoland and then Central Missouri and then Sacramento. And I growing up in Chicagoland, like at least in my city, everyone just kind of was with everyone, right? Like, yeah. We were all just people. And then Missouri was definitely like, oh shit, this is like some overt racism. Like, this is like, wow, like we're in the middle of it. But in Sacramento, I agree, it's covert. It's, I see it more in people's attitudes because obviously there's not a lot. I don't experience a lot of racism. There's not like a video game Halo over my head that says like Jew. But I think people here are quietly intolerant. Passively intolerant. You know,
and conservative. So most conservatives are going to be like, they want their own, they're
right
thinking, they don't expand that and so forth.
That's why I agree with Steph, because it's like they're everywhere in Sacramento, like every
I knew it happens. I was walking down the street with Sydney one time, and I had a stupid mustache that day just because I did or whatever. But then some guy was like driving by. And he looks out and he just calls me a nigger. He's like, "What's up, nigger?" or some shit, and honks his horn. And Sydney was shocked. And then I was like, "Oh yeah, that happens, you know." So it's not like I don't think it happens, but I thought that especially, I did think it was the minority. I do think that the majority of people in Sacramento are pretty like open-minded, and you know what I'm saying? It's like, there's enough of them that you're going to always be confronted by it. But in general, like, Sacramento is one of the least racist places I've ever been. In my opinion.
Yeah, but how many people are tolerant of, right, of the guy that calls you the N-word from the car, right?
And complicit. So they you know, the silence is complicit. I don't give them that much credit, Wells, but you're like, there's this majority, generally people are open-minded. I don't think so. I just think they're quiet. So the minority you're talking about, yeah, they do the
it's like
the
in California problem. In general, we're a big Democratic blue state, right? Like you would think,
but I mean, that doesn't,
people are pretty open-minded.
If you're Democratic, it doesn't make you non-racist, anti-racist. Yeah. You know,
have you guys seen any anti-Asian specifically stuff like out and about or no?
Yeah, it's almost like pick your color right now. You know, Black folks was being last year, now, and step up to the plate and get your and take your licks. Now it's the Asian community.
I saw an article. Urban
community happy as shit right now. They're like, finally.
I saw an article that said how Black people can show that they're allies with the Asian community, mm-hmm. and I saw. I saw it on TikTok, and it was, I read it, and my first thing was the same reaction as the person that put it on TikTok was, shouldn't the article be how white people can ally with Asian people right now, or I how saw that white too, and I'm people?
Like, why you put it on us?
Like, yeah, like what white people can do to find mental health support to not shoot up Asian spas? You know, like
it's with be. Asian people since Wu-Tang.
I mean, yeah, we don't fool with them at all. Much Asian and much Chinese food as black folks eat in New York. Get out of here. We don't fool with any of them. We don't care.
The whole Asians getting attacked in the streets, it makes me sick to my stomach. And honestly, last night I like cried about it because I was so upset. I'm just like, why are people going out and killing Asian people just because of no reason and shooting? And then the fact that this white guy has a sheriff or whatever saying, oh he had a bad day, like I'm like, it just, I'm,
that was crazy. That
was I had some words behind closed doors that I can't say in the public about this whole situation, but I'm just like, are you and then you're gonna put it on black people? Like, I just can't. Like, I just can't. It just makes me lose all hope for humanity in our future. Like, I,
that's what makes you even madder. They never own it. It's like they took Dylan Roof to get McDonald's and or a fast food after he shut up the church. I mean, you know, it's like there's always an excuse.
It makes me so mad. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
If I ever see any anti-Asian thing, I don't even know what I would do. If I felt safe enough, I probably would go rip it down or do something. But yeah.
I'm ready to fight. On a follow-up story, I heard, did you guys, maybe we just mentioned it real quick, that teacher?
Grant?
That was doing the slanty eye things or whatever?
No, what happened?
There was a teacher, and then somebody caught her on
video. At Grant High School.
And she's like, oh, Asians, like, if it's down, it's...
Don't do it, Ellis.
Oh, because then you get caught, you get canceled. Anyway, she was doing slant eyes and talking about which way they go. You could be Chinese or Japanese or something.
Oh, man.
And somebody got a video of this, and you're like, oh, my God, right? Well, apparently, that teacher... I guess her side was, or something like that, that's just a portion of the video is her doing that, right? That the right before that, that's her addressing that's not okay. Like, she's saying that somebody was making an anti-Asian comment and she's saying, don't make anti-Asian comments. And hey, I know, even when I was a kid, we used to do the slanty eye thing or whatever, and that's very hateful and don't do it.
But yes, then that's all you got to say. You don't have to demonstrate what the slanty eye thing is, right?
Oh, I'm with you.
I'm explaining like slurs for Jews or Italians, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, none of them compare to like the N-word. But if I like, I'm never like, oh, you know, the N-word. And then like, I never say it afterward.
Right.
Because that would be perpetuating.
That's a good point. Like,
you know, you just
because that was my thought too. It was like, okay, but maybe that's the context of what she was doing. But even in that moment, she was smiling her fucking ass off. She was like, ding, ding, ding. She was like into it. You know what I mean? It was like, even if she said something right before or after that, there wasn't like a solemn look on her face that she was like, I can't believe this was happening. You know, yeah. She was jumping in.
That's almost like if someone's like, I'm not going to hit you, but if I did, it would hurt really bad. It would feel like this and like punch you. It's so like, look, you didn't need to punch me.
You have no empathy for this teacher, if that's what she was saying. Because that you guys are talking about, everybody's racist. Well, a lot of people are upset. A lot of people are going after that lady and her fam. So that, who is that? Is that the loud minority of people that are like, hey, we need to stop making fun of Asian people in schools? Or is that, in my opinion, that's like the largest group of people that are upset when somebody does something like this.
Yeah, but then you get into performative activism, you know, and it's really easy to be like, oh no, like on your computer, don't do that, that's terrible. Yeah.
What does performative activism mean? What does that mean?
It means doing things for the sake of saying, like, it means looking going good to the rally for the sake of being there. Like, and Instagram selfieing your story. Like, look, I care about black people now because I'm at this rally this summer, which is not what I did. Now that I should be careful saying things like that. it, doing things for the for just so you can say you did them, not for the right reason. Steph, would you say that's right?
Yeah, no, that's right. And I was gonna say, Ellis, so again, it goes into that thing of, oh no, we may feel that way, but we can't do that in public. You don't do that as a teacher. But so the racists are anti-racist. And if you're not anti-racist, you may not want those things to be done in public or done in front of your child, but you do them at home, or you, like, you know, whatever the case may be. So it's like we, you know how we act. We don't do this. Yeah. We don't do that here. And if I'm a business owner and I feel that way, I'm going to hire some Black folks just to keep people off my back, EEO and so forth and so on. But I'm not, it's not like I'm pro-Black or with them and everything, but I'm going to show that, okay, I got a good face. I got some Black employees.
Let me ask you guys a question, a group of stand-up comics. Would you go on stage and tell a joke with the slanty eyes as the premise and then demonstrate it?
Not in 2021, no.
Absolutely, I would.
Not in 2021.
In fact, all you people at home, stop doing racial jokes. That you leave that to us. You leave that to the professionals.
Well, I did it, David, because we had this discussion. I would not have done 3 years ago now. Or, that I did 3 years ago.
I
personally have done a joke that is racially insensitive on stage in my first year of comedy, and I will never do it again. It was, people laughed, like, they laughed a lot. It was in Reno, but.
If you came up with a hilarious ass Asian joke and you had to do it, just, and then you get to do the slanty eyes thing, and it's hilarious, and it's not anti-Asian, you wouldn't do it.
Not now, no.
Pussies.
I'm just saying, like, if it's something that makes comics say, ooh, I don't know, like, maybe a teacher shouldn't be doing it at all.
Right. A teacher shouldn't be doing it at all. But
and that's a great point.
We gotta do it. I think we're all,
like, could you imagine a teacher going into a classroom and being like, oh, you know what? Let me tell you about dick pics to a bunch of third graders.
And that's a great point. Like, if because comedians pretty much, we're here to push the envelope. Like, we're gonna push things further, a little further than people are comfortable with. And if even some of us are like, I won't do it, I won't even touch that, that's a pretty good sign.
But for it's not necessarily an educator. That it's funny that I wouldn't do it because we don't think it's funny, but the rest of the world is so sensitive now. It's so right. Different. I mean, like Kevin,
and that's why we should be doing it.
We
need to get everybody back up to that line and show everybody where the
line is. There, Alex. It's a whole new generation of people that are.
And I'm doing it. I don't care. Now I'm writing hella Asian jokes.
Next time
I'm on stage, I'm slanty eyeing it like a mug. Yeah.
Yep. Oh my God.
But you know what? Like, I get a really interesting reaction when I do talk about race, however I talk about it. Because, like, I'll really quickly establish that I'm Jewish. And from that point on, people don't know.
The most racist people ever.
Right? We own everything.
God's people. Everybody else.
But people don't know what I'm allowed. They don't know what I'm allowed to do or say. Like, they don't, like, I'll say something about, you know, whatever. And they're like, wait, can you make fun of other people? Are you allowed?
And I'm gonna do Jewy eyes as well. I'm gonna do a whole,
I have a Jewy eye joke. You never heard the dollar face emoji, you know, the one with the dollar signs for eyes?
Yeah.
That's Jew eyes.
Ellis is gonna get canceled. 2021. Cancel Ellis.
Yeah, you know what? If you're a comedian and you're going up to the line, you're pushing comedy to the edge, right? How can you not be canceled in 5 years? If you're right on the line, that's what, like, people are looking at.
If you're good at it.
All these old comics, and they're like, oh, he said this, he said that. Yeah, he was right at the line. It wasn't appropriate when he said it. When he said it, it was funny. Because it was inappropriate. And that's the most inappropriate thing you can do before people turn on you.
Right.
So 5 years from now, when society advances, that person's going to be over the line.
So you think Dave should, well, I mean, look at Eddie Murphy. He's not canceled, right? And he definitely said some shit in his two specials in the 80s that was over the line now.
Those things are so
classic. But he's gotten a lot of flack. He's getting a lot of stuff for it now.
He is now, but okay, like, I think
giving Eddie Murphy's shit for
anti-gay stuff and or homophobia stuff when he talked about the honeymooners. So he gets.
What's one of the most pro-gay bits I've ever heard from that time period?
Well,
making light of it and just
a lot of stuff. They don't like that. They don't. This everybody again. Everybody's really sensitive now, and what they don't like, they want to cancel you. If you step over any line they don't like, you know, is that how
I think that's too far.
It is, and
that's why I think like Chappelle does a masterful job of showing where the line is and saying, isn't this stupid?
Yeah, and he doesn't care. Yeah, and he shouldn't. But we
have Sacramento, you can cancel these nuts. Okay.
I agree with you. Like I agree with
slanty eye jokes all the time.
You just said it like it's Aurora definitely just said it. Like it's the comic's job to show where the line is.
Got a social commentary. Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to another story. This one's fun. The Tower Theater in Sacramento is reopening, right? Because we're in the red tier. Sacramento, good job. Do you guys ever go to Tower Theater?
Yes.
I've been to Tower Theater one time.
Tower Cafe.
I love that theater. It is reopening, and I don't know how you guys feel about this, but the Tower Theater, which is historic, is going to reopen as the Tower Theater by Angelica, because some company called Angelica, I guess, bought the Tower Theater, and then they're going to be reopening. There's a new story. I think all the Cinemarks are going to reopen.
Cinemark.
25% Century Laguna, Century Doco, Century Greenback, Cinemark Yuba, Century Arden, 14 and XD. All of those are reopening. Are you guys going to the theaters here in Sacramento?
No.
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 Whatever? Or like, what do you mean? When?
Like, I will go when more people are vaccinated and or COVID is gone.
I will go when Black Widow is in theaters. I don't care if I'm vaccinated or I'll wear a mask.
Yeah. None of these movies. I was going to go through top upcoming movies and see, would you go see this movie? Is it worth risking Corona?
Oh, let's do it.
All right. There's a movie coming out called Godzilla versus King Kong.
No.
No.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it. Are you going to risk going to the theater?
No.
I might. No. Because I was thinking, I don't think anybody's going to go to the theater. While all you guys are zigging and I zag, it's just me by myself in the movie theater.
I don't want to pay. I got a personal rule about movies I'll pay for in the theater.
And they also pre-sell the seats, right? So you know where you're going to be sitting. All right. Would you guys see?
And I know. Puppies. Puppy.
There's a new movie called Space Dogs Tropical Adventures. It's an animated dog movie.
Fuck no. And I'm holding a dog.
No.
I'm not gonna spend money on that.
I echo David. Yes, he speaks for both of us.
Okay.
Signing David's response.
Yeah.
I'm taking Mario out of Kombat. The shot.
What?
Mortal Kombat opens April 16th.
No.
No. I'm not risking my life for that. I'm not risking my life. A good
Mortal Kombat movie?
No.
Isn't there a new Justice League too?
Yeah, that's Snyder's cut on HBO. I'm definitely going to be watching that. Okay, what about Black Widow?
Yes.
Aurora? I'm not risking my life for it.
You're a cop on the MCU.
If Natasha Romanoff is going to risk her life fighting for me, then I'm going to risk my life watching her.
I like. Yes. Yeah, I'm not going, but I can have sentimental value there. Yeah.
Well, I have a code. You know, man has to have a code, and any MCU movie, any Fast and Furious movie, I'm spending money on.
Yeah, me too. May 24th. Well, not May, every Fast and Furious movie. Damn, you're weird. Okay, Ryan Reynolds is doing Free Guy. Have you seen the trailer for that one?
Oh, that was supposed to be pre-pandemic.
Yeah, I want to see that. I don't know if I'm going to the movie theater for it. Cruella. Yeah.
No.
No?
Yes.
Yes. Are you going to go to the theater to see Cruella?
No, I'm kidding. I will not risk my life for any of these movies.
And then Shang-Chi comes out in July. I can't wait. I'm seeing Shang-Chi. I'm going to see Shang-Chi. I'm going to see Black Widow. And I'm going to go see that Godzilla movie.
Just say, you didn't mention Without Remorse with Michael B. Jordan.
Let me see. I don't see.
Why would you risk your life for any of these movies when you could go to the drive-ins?
Because
people keep
the drive-in does not give you the same experience for a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Yeah.
What's the name of that movie you said Michael B. Jordan's on?
Without Remorse.
When does that come out?
That's how I'm going to see Black Widow, Without Remorse.
All right, well, anyway, if you're in Sacramento and you love movies, you should go. There's a bunch of Gunda, Hope, The Rookies, Monday, Fatherhood, As Luck Would Have It, My True Fairy Tale, Tunnel. There's some movies here that they say they're coming out in theaters, and I'm like, why? Why are you doing that?
Okay, but wait. I want to say something about the renaming.
Yeah.
That's stupid. And I don't know why companies haven't figured it out, but they can call it whatever. They could change the whole name. Like, for instance, you could have a large basketball stadium called Arco, and you could change it to Power Balance Pavilion. People are still going to call it Arco. Yeah. Right? Like, this happens across the country at different stadiums. And it even happened in Chicago with the Sears Tower. And the Willis Company bought it, and they're like, now it's the Willis Tower. Nah, you call it what you want. It's
what you talking Sears about, Tower. Willis?
That, right? Like, it's the Sears Tower. So, like, if you're going to do it, you got to be creative about it, and you got to work.
But they're still calling it the Tower Theater. But they're just adding Angelica to it.
That, I guess that's the smartest way to do it. But
yeah, for marketing's sake, you have to put your new name on it at some point. I mean, you got to.
But what does that company do? Do you know?
They run theaters.
Oh,
they run the small independent
theater chain. Then they should say Tower Theater run by Angelica.
They did. Yeah. Tower Theater by Angelica.
I say run by. That's an important word there.
That's a bunch of add-on. You need to talk to
them. I don't know who this Angelica girl is, but I want to be friends with her.
Hey. She's from Rugrats. She runs shit.
The Tower Theater's like kind of almost always like in danger of going down or something because they play all those small independent movies and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. They're pretty cool. You know, if you're in Sacramento, go to the movies. The
first 3 weeks of movies out. That's why the concessions are so high.
Yeah. Okay. Two more stories. Now, this story, I love it. Look up CBS Sacramento 13. Man goes on rampage at Antelope Wingstop over botched order. Customer vandalizes Antelope Wingstop after wrong order. So you got to go look this up. But it's this dude. He's rocking some drugs and pretty nice Jordans, actually, some retros. And then he walks in to the Wingstop, and he's mad. Apparently, he's missing five wings. So he loses his shit and then actually picks up their register and starts slamming it on the ground and then picks it up and chucks it out and chucks it through the window, you know, because he didn't get a refund because he was missing five wings.
Well, Ellis, the part of the story that they forgot to put out was that he was just having a bad day.
Maybe he was gassy.
He was, though.
You know what?
He's taking the wing serious.
Just down the street from me, they got Kiki's. And on Tuesday, they have Dollar Tenders.
Yep.
My guy should go there. And that way, if they short him five, they'll probably just give him five more.
Why wouldn't the Wingstop wouldn't give him a refund or give him five wings?
Apparently, yeah, like what made him get all excited?
I think they maybe tried to offer him the wings or something, but then he wanted a refund. And they're like, we're not giving you, it's against policy. We can't give you a refund.
But now they got to pay a lot more.
So he wanted a refund and wanted the wings?
Right. What?
He wanted the wings and a refund?
I think he just wanted a refund. But regardless, no matter what you're doing, you can't pick up a register and break it and throw it through the window.
People are all this pent up frustration, man, being in the house.
Yeah.
Not going anywhere, not doing anything. It comes out in different ways, man.
And he's hungry. You know what I mean? He's missing his wings.
He just wants his wings.
Poor baby was hangry.
Yeah.
Aww.
So and that might have been like the first time he ordered Wingstop and like he's looking forward to it 6 months, 8 months. Like, yeah.
Saucy. He's like, I got that stimmy. I finally feel okay.
I got these new J's and his wings.
Looking saucy.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then who's the person that videotaped it? That's always funny to me.
You never know.
Yeah. But my man,
same person as the kid in the school with the teacher.
Yeah.
Wait, Ellis, I want to see the video. Can you send it to us?
I will send it to you.
I want to see that.
I love seeing videos like that.
Is there sound or is it just video?
I think it's kind of... And I don't even... Man, damn it.
I love watching videos of people losing their shit like that. I think maybe a little bit of me respects them for just letting go. Oh God, that's terrible.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, here we go.
You say that until you're related to someone who acts like that, and then you have a completely different viewpoint of it.
All right, I'm going to send this to you guys real quick so you guys can see it. Maybe
you could just share it on the screen.
No.
Okay.
Can I do a news alert?
So yes, now, please.
Our attorney general just got confirmed into Biden's cabinet. So now California has to get a new attorney general. So Newsom has some decisions.
That was my last story.
Oh.
So my last, well, actually not that, but tell me that again.
So basically our attorney general just got confirmed into President Biden's cabinet. So now Governor Newsom has a decision to make. Along with fighting this recall, he has to get a new attorney general.
That was my story, is the recall, which I just thought was funny. They dropped the numbers. They need 1.5 mil, I think, and they're at two. They're well over two.
Yeah.
And so far, Steph is right. He said that he said it might make the ballot, right? You say it might make the ballot, but they won't recall him.
Right.
It's just turned into a straight up Republican Democrat, like on a national level.
And a waste of money. Millions of
dollars are about to get raised.
Yep.
To keep a governor that we just voted for.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be an influx of like dozens of people that want to run, celebrities, people that are running just on. Remember, like, didn't Gary Coleman recipe? Yeah. Ran and shit like that. We're looking at one of those situations, right? Where, you know, everybody's going to be running.
I think Gary Coleman and Webster ran together because it was like a whole person.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And Lieutenant Governor. Look at the numbers, though. On the petition, 64% of them were GOP. That makes sense, right? And Democrats is only 1.6%, which is fine. But it's literally 49.48%. It's 50% female. 50% of women in California hate, or the 50% of the women that are the people that hate the governor were female.
Because they want to date him and can't, and so they.
And I thought, I thought his numbers would be way better.
I think you got a lot of small business owners who were affected by the shutdown, and I think a lot of women own businesses, and it's been kind of murky as to which businesses can be open and which businesses can't be previous to, you know, yesterday. So I think you have a lot of people mad at him because of that only.
Yeah.
Which is silly. Like,
it's a crazy ass job. 2.1 million people hate you. 2.1 million people.
I mean, we should all be so lucky though.
You're not going to satisfy everybody. Yeah, exactly.
Like the four of us, like as performers, like I hope to get to a point where that many people hate me. I just hope that many people like me also.
Like Dr. Dre said, good or bad publicity, it's all good.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel bad for the news. You know what I mean? My man is in the middle of a pandemic, whatever. I think everybody was talking about, too. My man was like really trying to get ready for a presidential run.
I was about to ask. You think he can do it?
Yeah.
I mean, the last president raped people. And
I think he'd be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just might not win this state.
I don't know. It's better than Cuomo, I guess.
Ooh.
No Cuomo.
Yeah, he got to resign, man.
Cuomo, no.
If the charges are substantiated, he got to go ahead and resign.
Yeah. And that's all the news stories I got. We got a happy news. We got a happy news story, Rora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a green beer. How much green beer did you drink yesterday, Aurora?
A lot.
Zero green beer, but I did have oh my god, my voice. I did have some Guinness and some Jameson.
Irish car bomb.
I didn't do that, but I should have. I like made a video of me pouring a Guinness, and then Drew got home. He's like, you should have put a shot of Jameson in it to like finish it. And I was like, oh shit, I didn't even think of that. So I fucked up.
You're not really my last Guinness. You're not really Irish.
Not really. Leprechauns hate you right now.
I had four. I had four green beers and two yellow ones, and a couple.
Why were some yellow? They ran out of food color. Yeah,
they ran out, and I didn't. I felt like a little bitch, being like, "Can you make it green?" Like a kid, you know. There's no green. So then I was like, "Nah, whatever." I'll
pay for the stuff. You pay for it. It's your money.
No, I wasn't. Yeah. It was on the comics tab. Matter of fact, yeah, we had a good show last night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the show is. Oh, that's good news. It's local-ish, you know?
Yeah.
We did a live show I wasn't supposed to do any time, but I got to do 5 minutes.
Oh, nice. Hey.
Woo! Yeah, Rip City.
I started by telling the audience that I hated them. So it was a lot of fun.
Who else was on the show? There was a bunch of those.
Asia, me, Drew, Javon Whitlock.
Javon Whitlock is sad.
He's so funny.
That dude was so fun. That dude, like his writing too, like this man, Javon was so good. There was no reason for him to be that funny last night in that room. And he nailed it. So anyway, that's going to be the news for today. Shapiro, let's actually start with you. Where can we find you online? What's your social media and what do you got?
Across all social media. What's that?
Go back. Start again.
Oh, okay. My social media handle is LuckyJew22 all across the board. And you can find me on the Suzette Vanetti show on Sunday nights. And here.
You're great on that show.
I think I'm great. You know, I mean, the guests are always good.
Great.
We're coming to see ya.
Oh, yeah?
April 11th.
Okay.
To the we're coming to the brunch.
Okay, cool.
Can we get a VIP table?
How many people, right? We got to tell you.
Yeah, you got to tell me how many people. We're talking, just for the viewers, we're talking about Makeup and Mimosas brunch, drag brunch with the cast of Helen Heels, Apple Adams, Tearing Through You, and Suzette Vanetti, which is at Badlands. Every Sunday, two shows, 11:30 seating, 1:30 seating. So I'll need to know what time you guys want to come and how many people. And then I'll make sure that Suzette gets you a good table.
I need the warmest time.
That would be the 1:30.
Yeah,
that'd be the 1:30.
Nice.
That looks like that. That's what we got
him. I got you. 1:30. I'm in. And I do want to. I had some conversation about with somebody about the Sacramento queer community. They are the cool kids in town. Like,
oh, every
time the hottest clubs, the best bars.
Yep.
They're
easily
hands down, right? Killing it. Yeah.
I hate that I'm so straight. Like I hate that part of my personality. Like I wish I was a little bit gay to be part of the cool kids. And I know it's not with them.
You know what I mean?
I know it's kind of terrible to like fantasize that I'm part of a group that's been like ostracized for so long in history. But like,
I made it to the WNBA, so you.
Yeah, Mama, you're already part of enough minority groups. Okay.
I know I do check a lot of boxes, so that's why I feel like I'm okay to say that I wish I was a little gay so I can be part of the LGBTQ+ community because they are so awesome.
Well, what you just said is pretty gay, so
I'm a big ally.
I'm a huge ally. Like,
and I was gonna say this
as ally as you can get.
This is a good opportunity to say, like, if you want to hang out in the gay community, you could just be an ally. You know?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I totally hang out in the.
There's gay a community. Lot of people who try to, you know, figure something out, like, oh, maybe I'll be pan, or maybe I'll be this or that. Like, just be an ally, you know?
No, yeah, that's
I'm not even talking about any of that shit too, or just go enjoy the brunch.
Yeah,
go and like enjoy a drag show, or just like, I don't want to be part of any group.
Put some money in some gay pockets, right? Yes. Like that's a great way to support people, is by spending your money at a drag brunch at a gay bar.
Yeah.
So you know,
if you want to dance, though, they're the best dance clubs in town. So there's that.
They are, and they know how to put. I just got to say, I have contributed to the gay community tremendously because I have three gay children. So thank you, welcome. Thank you. I spread love and throughout the world, my seeds.
You're adding to the population.
I'm adding to the population. You know,
they are the. I do think it's cool that they are the cool kids in town.
Yes.
Oh, it's the center of Midtown is mm-hmm. Lavender, the Lavender Heights district.
Yeah, nice, absolutely. Yeah. Aurora, where can we find you online, mamas?
You can find me Aurora Singh everywhere, every single place you can think of. I'm there. And also the last time I went to a drag queen brunch, I did win a dance competition and was asked to come on stage to dance with the Ooh. Drag queens because I looked like I was having so much fun. And she went, I want you to come up here. And I was like, yes!
And you dance like your Haitian side or you dance like other side?
My Haitian side. But my Indian and Haitian have rhythm. Like they both can dance.
They do. Yeah.
So I'm in it. Yeah, I got.
You have rhythm.
I have rhythm.
Okay. All
right. Yes. Aurora Singh everywhere. Follow me.
Aurora Singh. And what's up, Steph?
Yo, Off the Chain show. Off the Chain podcast.
Great podcast. Great show.
AGE podcast. I am Steph Sanders everywhere. And yeah, that's it. I'm in Vegas this weekend and then at Laughs in first week of April. Come see me. I am Steph Sanders.
Oh yeah, let's push that. And that's it, Sacramento. That's it. Bye. We'll check you out next time. Thanks, Shappy. Love you guys. I'll see you later.